This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. And this is so exciting. Our very own Paseo Verde Little League out of Henderson team is at the World Series or on their way to winning the championship of the Little League World Series. And we are so excited to have manager and head coach of the team, Adam Johnson, on the phone.
Yes.
Hey, coach, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. We're good. We're getting ready to play here in a couple hours, and we're excited for the moment. We've got nothing but support from the Vegas Valley, so that's awesome when you're getting support at home. So we're excited.
We are so excited for you guys. You're going to be playing Central East Maui Little League today. You're representing the West region, and you guys had a great win on Friday, right? 9-1.
Yeah, it was nice to get things started. You know, the thing that we keep talking about is every team's here is talented, and we believe in our guys. So, you know, I know Vegas is the ninth island, so people might be split there, you know, trying to figure out who they're rooting for. But Maui's a talented team, and we look forward to going out there and doing our best and seeing what we can put together as a team.
Coach, this is a grand stage. The eyes of the nation are starting to watch the game. Bigger crowds. What do you tell your players, or what are you going to tell your players this afternoon before they go out there and take the field?
Enjoy it. You know, one thing we tell them is we firmly believe that these kids are prepared and they haven't been given anything. You know, everything they have, they've earned, whether it's hard work and determination, it's coming through at clutch moments. This is a group of kids that like being around each other. They love the game of baseball and it shows in the style that they play. So we tell them to enjoy it because the hard work's done. You know, this is the time where you get to sit back and relax. And you know, as coaches and I think parents, all of us, we're excited to watch this group go play. And I think the hardest part is knowing that in a week, regardless of the situation, it's over, because it really has been a treat to watch these guys go out and play as a team. And I think today we'll go out and show it again.
You know, it's it is amazing to see these kids and the opportunities that they are getting. And you do want them to just really absorb it and realize where they're at and enjoy it. But I think it's also equally big for the parents and the coaches. I mean, Coach Johnson, you have a full-time job. You're taking time off of your job to coach these kids. How has it been for you personally?
Yeah, you know, I'm very, very grateful for the Raider organization. And, you know, it is a family over there, and I know the work that's getting done specifically in my department, in the equipment room. You know, football doesn't stop, and this time of year it's definitely the busiest, and to have Mr. Davis and Sandra Douglas Morgan and, you know, Coach Pierce and Tom Telesco and my boss Bob Romanski allow me this opportunity to be out here and enjoy this once-in-a-lifetime moment. You know, this is the first Paseo Verde team to make it this far, and, you know, last year all these kids watched their friends in Henderson, and, you know, we felt like this is something that we can achieve, and it has been a lot of sacrifice, you players in practice, but even coaches, you know, and you brought up families and parents. We had a family barbecue the other night out here, and I think there were 80 family members that were representative of the kids. So there's a lot of people that made this trip, and I think they understand it. And so, like I was saying, you know, the good thing is these kids all know they're supported, whether it's we go out and play the best game we have or whether we go out and, you know, lose to a good team. Well, the one thing is these guys are supported, and I think they feel that through their families, and, you know, they support each other even within the team. So there's been lots of sacrifice by lots of people, and, you know, we're just grateful for the opportunity to go out and show what we can do again.
I'm super excited. This is going to be so fun to watch this game this afternoon. Your last game, as Mercedes mentioned, was on Friday. Your next game is here today. What were you doing over the weekend? A lot of practice with the kids, family barbecue, as you mentioned. What is transpiring over those 2 days between games?
Yeah, you know, Little League does a great job of keeping these kids, you know, we're staying in a dorm and we're in a very secure location that, you know, I think they promote all these kids from different countries being around each other. You know, our team specifically has gotten along with, you know, Japan and Canada and, you know, there's teams from the Great Lakes and, So that part is neat, and they keep these kids around each other. They keep them busy, you know, with various activities. We have been practicing. Yesterday they called it the Big League Classic. So our team got to go and greet the New York Yankees on the tarmac and then ride on the bus about 20 minutes back to the facility and just interact with big league players on a different level. And then last night we got to go to the game, and we were, I think, six rows up, and to watch a Major League Baseball game that close is something I think these kids won't forget. And honestly, the 4 days have gone by. I feel like the family barbecue was great because, you know, these kids went from staying in a hotel in San Bernardino all together to getting on a plane and flying here, and they've been together all this ever since. So I think they needed a little family reset, and to get everyone together for a family barbecue worked out in our advantage because we were able to take care of business. So.
Well, we're talking to Coach Adam Johnson. He's the manager and head coach of the Paseo Verde Little League team that is playing right now in the Little League World Series, two games away from the big one. Your son Oliver plays on the team, Coach. Now, what are the differences like with you and then Oliver and his teammates when it comes to like music that you guys like to listen to? Are you seeing any trends in what the boys are liking versus what you guys like as the coaches?
Yeah, well, for me, I think most of the time these kids hear a song later than me because with the Raider locker room, I feel like I'm pretty well versed in you know, some modern hip hop and things like that. But you know, they definitely put a speaker on and play music, and they enjoy. You'll see it. You know, I'd say of the 12, probably 8 of them put on headphones, and you know, they're all listening to similar songs that just help them get in the moment and understand. You know, I think music calms a lot of these guys down. They all talk about it. You know, there's a lot of TikTok songs, or, you know, I'll see something and I'll be like, what is that? Like, how is that funny? And they're all laughing. So, you know, it's interesting. And to be able to coach my son and, you know, all three coaches, myself and the other two coaches, AJ Gomez and Jeff Sornacher, both have kids on the team. And, you know, it's a neat experience to share with anybody, but to be able to do it with your own son, I think is add something that I will never forget, that's for sure.
Yeah, the players using terms out there in the field that we don't know, like, hey, I'm having a brat summer, let's go.
Yeah, I think I've heard Sigma, Riz.
Skibbity Toilet,
you know,
Riz.
Skibbity Toilet, Ohio Town. And,
yeah.
You know, after a while, it just becomes noise.
Sigma.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Coach.
Have they told you that you've been very demure and very mindful?
I haven't heard that one yet. I've heard a lot of, that's mid. Yeah.
Well, your team.
It is an awesome group.
Your team is far from mid, and you guys are going to take this game. We know it, and we'll be cheering for you. Paseo Verde Little League facing Central East Maui today at noon on ESPN. We hope to catch up with you after you guys get the win today. Good luck to you and to the boys, Coach.
Awesome. I appreciate it. And like I said, thanks to everyone supporting us. You know, we feel it and we're excited to go out and show what we can do for our league, our state, and our region. So thanks for the support.
Love it. Thank you, Coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.